I'm going to mention something that sounds absolutely crazy. I believe the city of Babylon, and I'm not talking about a symbol or just an idiom. I'm talking about the literal city on the banks of the Euphrates. It's the most important city in Iraq is not Baghdad. It's 55 miles to the south, a place called Babylon. Saddam Hussein spent millions of dollars rebuilding some of the ancient structures there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to suggest, according to the Bible, from my understanding of Jeremiah 50 and 51 and Isaiah 13 and 14, that that city is destined to reemerge as a major power center on the planet Earth to receive the destruction that the Bible describes. The Bible describes how it's going to be destroyed in 1 hour very dramatically, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, et cetera, et cetera.
That sounds nuclear. It really does.
Well, it does. It might be nuclear. In any case, the point is, in order for that to happen, it has to be far more. Today, it's just a tourist site. It's some ancient ruins that have been partially rebuilt.
Right.
But I'm not telling you a few things that are going on, but I don't want to contaminate the story here. The what I'm going to suggest is that Babylon is in the news. You're going to see this. I don't know if it'll be a few months away or a year or two away, but you're going to see it reemerge in human events to become some kind of major power center, economic, commercial, whatever center on the planet Earth. And the reason I like this one is because today there's no evidence of that at all. In fact, most Bible buffs will tell you that Chuck Missler is crazy. He's taking something too literally, whatever. And all I want you to remember is that when that happens, when you see that in the news, when you find that start to become a topic on the news, remember you heard it here in George Norrie's program first, that there was this screwball character from Idaho that made this prediction. So now I am hiding from you one fact that I've recently gotten just a few weeks ago from one of our contacts there. There's something going on that I find very fascinating.
What's
as
that?
I understand, this is not confirmed yet. This is something I've just picked up as a rumor. But as I understand it, there is a big project connecting the optical backbone from Asia to the optical fiber from Europe. They're interconnecting that to create the communication link.
Yes.
There's a huge hub being installed to connect Asia to Europe. What's fascinating is that hub is not in Baghdad, where our embassy, there's a huge embassy being built in Baghdad and so forth. No, it's not there. It's in Babylon. The hub is being built for some weird reason to be centered in Babylon. And I'm trying to find out through my contacts why and who on earth is paying for it, et cetera. All I know is it's a very, very active communications project going on. Now, there have been hallway rumors that the UN is planning to move out of New York. The New Yorker, there are New York powers that want them out of there, but the UN also is out of space. They need more office space, and it is not available easily in the New York area. So I understand that there are some studies that they're contemplating the possibility of relocating the UN. The UN probably would like to get disconnected from its American connection anyhow.
Well, they should be in a neutral country.
You would think so. Well, so the question is, where would you move? Now, you're not going to move to EU. The European Union, in a sense, is the rival of the UN. If you're talking about globalism and the power groups, in the next decade or two, Europe is growing as a much more viable rival for power than the UN. The UN is just a debating society that's got an unblemished track record of failure. But, however, if the real challenge on the planet Earth for the next couple of decades is going to be energy. That's where the real collision is going to occur. Well, the argument can be advanced that the smart move for the UN would be to plant itself right in the middle of the oil patch. And so there have been some that suggest the idea that the UN may move to Babylon. Well, I look at that.
Oh,
when I first heard that, I thought that is ridiculous because it sounds like one of these urban legends that get promoted among the Bible buffs or something. And it may be nothing more than that we've heard so far. But at the same time, as you start studying that from a strategic perspective, it could make some sense. So in any case, I want your listeners to remember that this crazy discussion occurred on George Norrie's Coast to Coast on November 20th, the 21st today, right? Okay.
Sure. So well, actually, it's the 22nd in some time zones now.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Yeah, I did. That's right. It's just anyway, the point is, this is an example of something that I think, and I'm shifting gears for a minute, I think the Bible does clearly indicate that has to happen. And I mention that because it's something that there's no tangible evidence in front of us yet. So when it does occur, it has utility as a litmus test of this idea of taking the Bible literally, which I do.
And do you think this is the beginning of end times, though? This is it?
Absolutely. By the way, for lots of reasons, I have a high degree of confidence we are entering into that period of time that loosely is called the end times.